need to
So that's the mocker of that din. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes this Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't quote it. Mishnah Torah, he says, Bamigdosh. He doesn't say all of Yerushalayim has a din HaMigdosh. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis, he quotes this Yerushalmi, that Lulav HaYinito Bamigdosh, called Shiva, includes all of Yerushalayim. But it says, Esmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alakechem Shivas Yad. It says, Lefnei Hashem Alakechem. So the Menachas Chinuch points out that Lefnei Hashem has different meanings in different psukim based on the context. Take, for example, it says in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, if you bring a korban olam, l'shochat ben avoker, Lefnei Hashem. Where do you shech the korbanos in the Azara? Not in Yerushalayim, not in the Har HaBayis. Shochat Lefnei Hashem means in the Azara. Then we had, we saw the Mishnah, I looked at it last week. Mishnah says that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they blew on Rosh Hashanah, there's a chiyuv tkiya shofar, and at Tani Sibah, there's a chiyuv tkiya chatzotzos. So in the Mikdash, on Chavav in the Beis, it says in the Beis HaMikdash, when they blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they had two chatzotzos min hatzadim, and the shofar was b'yemtza. And at Tani Sibah, when they ikah mitzvahs, they blew chatzotzos, so the chatzotzos was in the middle, and the two shofars were on the side. The Ran said that's based on the Gemara in a different Masech that it says, I think it's a Newman, that if a Rebbe and two students are walking down the street, then the Rebbe should go be Amtsa and the two students should be to the right and to the left. So the most important mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, Ika mitzvah Sayam is B'Shoifer, so the Shoifer should be Amtsa. In time of Sibur, mitzvah really is Tkiyas Chatzaitzu, so the Chatzaitzu should be Amtsa and the two sides should be the Shoifer. So the Gemara says, here on Chav Zayinim and Aleph, we looked at it last week, the six white line on Chav Zayinim and Aleph. Rapapa Vashmon Saladim Abruv de Kimas Nisan, he lived in Babel, he was an Amor, he was going to have on Rosh Hashanah, two Chatzaitzus on the side. Amalei Rabbe, so Rabbe says, what are you talking about? Le'om Elab HaMikdosh, Tanyan HaMiachim, Adon HaMikdosh, Adon HaMikdosh, Adon HaMikdosh, it's only a Mikdosh. Why? Because it's based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Gemara has two lines later. B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar ha'ril lefnei ha'melech Hashem. And where is that? So the Gemara says previously, where in the Mikdash? The Hoya Nogu Kein Ela B'shari Mizuch B'har HaBayis B'lvad. In the Har HaBayis. So you see there it says, B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar ha'ril lefnei ha'melech Hashem. Lefnei ha'melech means Har HaBayis. And sometimes lefnei Hashem means the whole city Yerushalayim. It says, V'chal Tosham, where do you eat my Sushani and Kochim Kadam in Yerushalayim? So the Pasuk says, V'chalta Hashem lefnei Hashem alakecha, Maisa digoncha v'sevesha v'tzecha, V'choriz b'korcha v'tzoynecha, V'choriz kochim kalam, and Maisa sheni yi. So it says, V'chalta Hashem lefnei Hashem alakecha. So sometimes lefnei Hashem alakecha, Shachar is ben abaka lefnei Hashem, sometimes it means Azara, sometimes it means Harabayis, and sometimes it means all of Yerushalayim. Why is that? Because lefnei Hashem needs in the Beis HaMikdash, but there are different degrees of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. That's a Mishnah in the first Perek in Kelim. Ese Kedusha say, there are 10 levels of Kedusha's HaMikdash. It says, Kodesh HaKadoshim has the highest level of Kedusha's HaMikdash. Then the Hechel has a slightly lower level of Kedusha's HaMikdash. Then the Ben Ha'ulam Alam Mizbeach has a slightly lower level. Then the Azor has a slightly lower level. Then you have Har HaBayis. I mean, I tell you, all of Har HaBayis is one. But the Rabbanu divided Har HaBayis into three parts. And then all of Yerushalayim is a lower level of Kedusha. It's basically, our Yoros HaMikav HaSchaim have a lower level. And all the Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. That's famous from Rav Menachem Zember. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this on his own. He didn't know Rav Menachem Zember. Rav Menachem Zember was killed by the Nazis. He was a Goyin HaGoyinim. He was a Goyin HaDir. So he said, the Mishnah in Kelim, Perek Aleph and Kelim, lists off. And Menachem Zemel was a businessman. He was a Polish Goyin, a businessman. And there was a group of Polish Goyinim who were in business. And they knew all the Yerushalmis and all the Yerushalmis, all the Toseftis and all the Tzavtan Spanev. They knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. They knew everything. So one of our Menachem Zemel's Chaverim was putting out the Sifrei Zuta with Hevoris. So he sent a copy of the galleys to Rabbi Menachem Zemel. Does he have any Ha'oris to write? Nachum Zemer wrote him a kuntras, 100-page kuntras, on the Esek Kedushas, on the discrepancy between the way it appears in the Mishnah in Kelim, Perek Aleph and Kelim, and the way it appears in the Sifrei Zuta. That's the first section in the Sifrei Zuta on Bamidbar, has Esek Kedushas, so there are some discrepancies. So one of the things that they both have in common is, it says, each step of Esek Kedushas, the Mishnah tells you the Mai Nafkamina. No such thing as just abstract Kedusha. In modern Hebrew they call it Kedusha. Artiloi, it's just naked Kedusha. Artiloi means naked. Abstract Kedusha, no such thing abstract. Kedusha means Allah and Meister. Tefillin Shel Rosh has more Kedusha than Tefillin Shel Yad, and then because it has an extra shin. So therefore, Malam HaKadosh Olam Aridni, you're permitted to convert a Shel Yad into a Shel Rosh, you're not permitted to convert a Shel Rosh into a Shel Yad. Tefillin have more Kedusha than Mezuzah, so nafkamina ledina, the nafkamina ledina on everything. So the Mishnah lists off Esek Kedushas every step of the way. Lives here, lists the nafkamis as Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh, it's Mekol HaRotzes. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to America, opposed to Chutz Lords. What's a nafkamina lahalach and the Kedusha? So it lists off two dinim that nobody ever heard of. Yes, Kedushiva Bar. Shemirimena ha'omer eshtei alachem. The Minchas ha'omer is barley that grew in Eretz Yisrael. And the Shtei Lechem is wheat. The Omer you bring the first day Chalam and Pesach. Shtei Lechem you bring on Shavuos. So usually when you bring a Mincha, the grain that you made the flour from can be grown in America, Russia, wherever you want, or Israel, wherever you want. But the Omer Shtei Lechem has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. That's a din that no one ever heard of. Who knows that Mishnah? Why doesn't it say Eretz HaMikodesh has been called HaRotzes that Yechayiv and Shumas and Maisas Leket Shikhopeya Shmita, Yovel, there's so many mitzvahs up for his brothers. What does it mention? These two obscure dinim that no one ever heard of. So that's Rabbi Menachem Zemer, Rabbi Soloveitchik, used to say the same. No, the Mishnah is not telling you Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas HaOretz. Then it would have said, Trumas HaMaisa, Shmita, Yovel, that can Shikhapeya or more, Peret Olov, or so many other. Mishnah tells that all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. The center of Kedushas HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKadosh. As you go out, further out, so the Kedusha spreads out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it gets lower, till the borders of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael have a lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. Ayaros HaMakof and Chaim have a little higher level of Kedusha HaMikdash. Yerushalayim has a little higher level of Kedusha HaMikdash than that. So that's why the Mishnah lists off all of these funny dinim. So when you have a pasuk, he said, "V'shachet es ben abakel lifnei Hashem." You have to shech the karbonis in the azara, kochim, 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 kam. All of them, kochim, kochim. You have to shech in the right hand side of the azara. That's tzofen. But all karbonis you have to shech in the azara. That's called lifnei Hashem. Then it says the pasuk in Tilam, "V'chatzar tzos v'kol shofar hariu lifnei Hamelach Hashem." That includes even harabayis, not only azara, even harabayis. And when it says lechalta shalom lefnei Hashem alakecha, ma'isa digoncha b'sirosha yitzarecha, choris b'korcha b'tzaynecha, lechalta shalom lefnei Hashem alakecha, that means Yerushalayim. The same phrase lefnei Hashem sometimes means azara, and sometimes means even past azara harabais, and sometimes means even Yerushalayim, because all of them have a different degrees of kedusha samigdush. Based on the, that's what the Minchas Chinuch said. Based on the context of each pasuk, you have to be kaveya. Which degree of Lifnei Hashem are you talking about? So the Mishnah tells you, "Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Alkech Meshiv Asyamim." The Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph. Well, Kachnor Lachem Bayom Arishon. The mitzvah of lulav only applies all over the world on the first day of Sukkot. Kachnor Lachem Bayom Arishon. Then the pasuk ends off, "Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Alkech Meshiv Asyamim." And then the Torah Kohanim says, "In that pasuk, Usmachtem. How do you do Usmachtem with the Dalet Minim?" So that's in the yeshivas, they say, that's a machloikas, Taisus and the Ramban. What does that mean? Do you need Shalachem or not? Last week we mentioned that the Bikur Yankov, Yankov Entlinger, wrote the Oroch Laner and Chuvis Binyan Sion. So the first sefer that he wrote, he called Bikur Yankov. That was the first, Reshus Bikur. The Bikur Yankov is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah every page. Bikur Yankov is on Hilchas Sukkos, Hilchas Dalat Minim, and Yontav Sukkos. He has all the dinim. like the Mate Ephraim. The Mishnah Berurah always quotes the Mate Ephraim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. He always quotes the Bikur Yankiv. So the Bikur Yankiv has this Chumra. If you put together the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, that all of Yerushalayim has the din of Mikdosh, with the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kid Shalosi Lavoi. So Bizman Azeh, that's what we said over last week, Bizman Azeh. If a person daven on Chalamoid and Me'er Shorim, or he daven in Beit Meir on Chalamoid Sukkot, and he shook the lulav already, and then he travels to there, they usually have a big Brichas Kohanim, on Chalamoid Pesach, Chalamoid Sukkot, so tens of thousands of people come, and they all listen to Brichas Kohanim by the Kosel Ma'aromi. So if the fellow already shook the lulav in Beit Meir, then he goes to Yerushalayim. So if he put together the two Rambams, he has to shake lulav again, because when he shook lulav in Beit Meir, it was only with the Rabbana Zechel HaMikdash. That's one of the nine takonas of Rabbi Yechem HaZakai, she'ilud and nito b'medina kol shiva, mid the Rabbana. But now he has to shake lulav again menatar, because he's in the Ir Atika. And the Rambam, if he put together the Pirush HaMishnayos with the Mishnah Torah, Pirush HaMishnayos says, all of Yerushalayim, all of the Ir Atika has a din of Mikdash, because it passes machtem of lefnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim, and Yerushalmi understood lefnei Hashem Elokechem means all of the Ir Atika, not just the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi and Tosafot said no, lulav nikta b'mikdash means in the Beis Hamikdash, not in all of Yerushalayim. But the Rama quoted the Yerushalmi that means all of Yerushalayim is included. That's a famous machlokes, the Tosafot and the Ramban. What does it mean? So the Tosafot understands, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of lulav is only lekach nelchem b'yom harishon. In the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah of lulav all 7 days. So just like you need shalachem on the first day of Sukkot all over the world, so too you need shalachem in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days, because it's a mitzvah of lulav. Bizman Hazeh, it's only zecher l'mikdash. So Tosafot says, and that's why they only made it zecher, so it's not 100% the same. In the Mikdash, that is really a din deraisa, lulav nitol kol shiva is a din deraisa, then you need shalachem. It's a mitzvah of lulav. Lekach malachem, shalachem. But the Zman Hazeh, it's only with the Rabbana Zecher l'migdash. Zecher, you don't need all the details. So the Tanaim decided to make a pshara, b'chem ezakai, that shalachem you don't need, but hodor you do need. So whatever is absurd because of hodor, that applies kol shiva. Whatever is no good because of lack of shalachem, so that you don't need. It's a zecher l'migdash without that. The Ramban disagreed, the Farish, there's a taste of the first daf and lulav agosel. The first Omid Beis in Lulav Agos. And the Ramban there on the bottom of the rift, and the Mohammed disagrees with Tosis. He says, you don't need Shalachem in Atero. Kol Shiva and Mikdash is not a mitzvah of a lakachtem, it's a mitzvah of a smachtem. How do you do the simcha? It's a specific form, a smachtem of Nehashem Lakechem, but meh, the Dalad Minim. But it's not really the mitzvah of a lakachtem, it should be that the din of Shalachem should apply. It's a din of a smachtem. So he says, Hodor is a din of the Chefze. It's called Priyetz Hodor. And if the Esrog is not Hodor, it's the wrong din. But if it's not Shalachem, Shalachem is not, ownership is not in the Chefze. This is called a Shechta jacket. It's a jacket, I have a relationship with it, I own the jacket. But it's not in the Chefze. Hodor is a din in the Chefze. So the mitzvah, or the smachtem, of Nechem, Hashem, Alakech, Meshivas Yomim, the way to fulfill the smachtem is with the dalad minim. So the dalad minim have to be muhudorim. If they're not muhudorim, it's the wrong chefze. But if it is muhudorim, but it's just that it's not shalachem, that's the right chefze. You only need that condition. Shalachem is only needed in the mitzvah of lakachtem. This is not the mitzvah of lakachtem, this is the mitzvah of smachtem. And Tosafot disagrees. Tosafot says, no, the pasuk of smachtem of Hashem lakech m'shivas yamim is megala that the mitzvah of lakachtem is noy kol shiva. So you need not only hodor in mikdash when it's noy ben atar, you need shalachem. So that's why if you'll be here at Chalamoid Sukkot and you'll go to the rova, so some good Samaritan will walk up to you and ask you, did you shake lulav yet here? They'll give you matanam and aslach. What did they give you matanam and aslach? You don't need shalachem all 7. You don't need Shalachem if you're outside of Yerushalayim. But according to Tosafot, that's a machlokes Tosafot and Ramban. According to Ramban, even in Mikdash, you don't need Shalachem kol shiva. You just need the Chefta of the Dalad Minim. You need Mehuda, but you don't need Shalachem. But according to Tosafot, The pasuk of smachtem is not a mitzvah of smachtem. It's megala that the mitzvah of akachtem applies all 7 days. So therefore, you need shalachem. Anyway, so that's the mincha chinos kamen, that you have the same phrase lifnei Hashem, and a different psukim has different connotations. By shchitas karbonis it means shachlis ben abak lifnei Hashem means in the azara. By tkiyas chatzitzvus, the chatzitzvus v'kol shofaril lifnei hamelach Hashem includes even harabayis. The Gemara said beferish al chavzayim and aleph, and the chater sham lifnei Hashem alakecha. To eat Ma'aseh Sheni and Kochim Kalim, that means the whole Yerushalayim. Each pasuk, based on the context, the Chacham Mokaveya, what's the shiur of Lifnei Hashem? So the Mishnah has this, the Bavli holds that it's a din de Rabban, that's the Gzeira de Rabba. Yeah, we mentioned all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Why do we allow a bris milah on Shabbos? Why don't you make a Gzeira de Rabba Shemi Averenu? So we mentioned that the Meiri has six different Meiri, and I remember the Meiri from Sukkah. Maybe it's here in Rosh Hashanah also, I never looked. So the Meiri quotes six different answers. So one of the, we spoke about some of these. One of the answers goes as follows. One of the answers is a very startling answer, and some people follow it, and most do not follow it. That the Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis, is only introduced when there's a Sfeika D'Yoyma. On Bris Milah, we know when the baby was born. The baby was born last Shabbos in the hospital. And the doctors wrote down, they didn't write down whatever. We know what time exactly the baby was born. So there's no Sfeika D'Yoyma there. But when there's a Sfeika D'Yoyma, when you're talking about Chutzlah, it's when there's a Sfeika D'Yoyma. So the whole thing is only a suffix, or we make believe, we treat it as if it's a suffix. When it begins, it's a sfeika d'yoyma. So then you say there's a gzeira d'rabba. Yeah. Where they get this idea from? So it's really based on the Gemara on the next daf. One Tana says that on Lamed Amud Aleph, one Tana says, he only blows shofar bifnei bezin shekitzur es hachodesh. If it's not the bezin shekitzur es hachodesh, then you don't blow shofar. Why? Because the bezin shekitzur es hachodesh, they know that today is Rosh Hashanah. There's no sfeik in the yomim. If it's a different bezin, the Rambam writes kiddush hachodesh and ibar shana. The Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. Some Rishonim hold it's two mitzvahs. The Bahag, the Ramban says, according to the Bahag, he calls it as two mitzvahs. One mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, one mitzvah Ibra Hashanah. And the Rambam holds that Kviyas HaLuach is one big mitzvah, and the two parts to the one mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So the Rambam's opinion is, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is really the responsibility of the Bezna HaGadol. You don't need all 71 members to make Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah. It's enough with a bezna of three, let's say, for Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Eved Nibra Hashanah is also enough with three. L'chatchila, you have more than three. But Mikra Din, you only need three. So the Rambam writes, the bezna of three can either be three members of the bezna gadol, or the bezna gadol can appoint the 71 members of the bezna gadol. They're busy learning. That's the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. They appoint a bezin of three, a different three Talmid HaChacham. They should make the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibra Hashanah. So let's say the bezin of Golos in one city, and the bezin should Kiddush HaChodesh in a different city. So there's one Tana in the Gemara that they only blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shacholiyos B'Shabbos bezin should Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ravid writes, the Asogos HaRavid on the Rif, HaMasech HaSukkah. So the rabbi explains why, that you only have a gzeira de rabba if there's a sveika de yoyma. If it's a vada, if it's bezan shekitza chayesh, then the people in that city, the vada, they know that today is Rosh Hashanah. There's no sveika de yoyma. But even if you have bezan golems in one city, the bezan of three, who were authorized by the bezan golem to take care of kiddush chayesh in a different city, the bezan golem will not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because by them it is a shtikla sveika de yoyma. They didn't hear. You can't go chutz l'tchum to tell them that today is Rosh Hashanah. They assume, Ruben the Ruben, we mentioned that ruin. There's a big machlokes whether the observance of Yantam Sheni Shel Kolius today is a din de rabbanan or a minig. Tosafot Shita is only a minig, and the Ran disagrees. It's a real din de rabbanan. Where did Tosafot get the idea it's a minig? The Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza, when during the lifetime of Abai Rava lived in Babel. So you can't do Kiddush HaChadosh in Babel. You have to have smicha, and it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So their counterparts, the Rabbanim who lived in Eretz Yisrael during the lifetime of Abai Rava, they're the ones that did Kiddush HaChadosh. And the Rambam quotes both in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam quotes the Gemara earlier in Rosh Hashanah. Till the days of Abai Rava, it was during their lifetime that the Luach Kavua was established. They didn't establish it, the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael established it. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza, when they established the Luach Kavua, you know 1,000 years in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So you know when Pesach is, when you know when all the Yom Tovim are. So do you still have to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Kolius? So the Gemara said they sent the Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. You tell us that you fixed the Luach Kavua, established the Luach Kavua. So there's no more Sfeik of the Yom anymore. We know 1,000 years in advance. Every yontem, when it's going to be. So the Gemara says they sent a message, but they sent a letter. Yizor b'minig abaseichem b'yadeich. So Tosafot understood that line to mean observance of yontem sheni shel kolius is only a minig. The Ran says no, that was a takana de rabbanon. Continue the practice of your ancestors. But that's the, they didn't mean it's a minig. They meant a takana. We hereby, with the power vested in us as the bezdin hagadol bezdin. When making a takana, you should continue the practice of your ancestors. But the word minig doesn't mean minig, it means the practice of your ancestors. They always observe 2 days yom. So that's a machlokes, but the yontem sheni today is the rabbanan, or it's only a minig. Tosafot holds that it's only a minig, and nonetheless you say, bracha, shekedushanu b'mitzvos tzivana al achilas matzah, shekedushanu tzivana al achilas mar, you say brachas. So even reciting b'chatzi halal al reshchedish, that the Gemara says in the end of Tainis, Chatzi Alam Ashkhadish is only a minig, so Tosafot Shita is that you say a bracha on a minig also. The Gemara only says you say a bracha on a mitzvah, the Rabbanan. The Gemara says when you light the Eres Chanukah, when you read Mikra Megillah, how can you say Mitzivanu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't instruct us to light the Eres Chanukah and to read Megillah. It's only a takana the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says it's okay, it's legitimate. You can say Kedushanu Mitzvah Mitzivanu on a din the Rabbanan also. The Gemara never says, what about a minig? The Gemara says in the Dharm that a minig is binding mitam neder mid the Rabbanah. So mitam neder mid the Rabbanah, so it's mid the Rabbanah. So it's also mid the Rabbanah. So you should say a Rabbanah. That's what Tosafot holds. And the Rambam holds not so. Based on the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Chibut Arava, clapping Hoshainus on Hashana Rabbe, was a question in the Gemara. Is it a minig or is it a takonah de Rabbanah? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's a minig, and therefore that's the way the That's why Rashi and Tosafot read the Gemara. Chavit, chavit, the word baruch. He shook the Hoshainus and he didn't say a bracha because you don't say a bracha on a minig. And Tosafot says, no, that's a different kind of a minig. A normal minig, like reciting Chatzi Halam Rish Chedesh, or to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Kolius, eat matzah and mar, you do say a bracha. Asher Kedushan Adim Mitzvos HaMitzivan. Or let's say, you say halal on the second day of Shavuot. Second day of Shavuot, according to going to Tosafot is only a minig. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Kolius is only a minig. And still you say a bracha, Asher Kedushan Adim Mitzvos HaMitzivan, Bikros HaHalam. So Tosafot holds that you say a bracha on a minig also. What about before the days of Abai Rava, that there was a real state of the other? So what's the story with the observance of the Antem Sheni Shel Kolius? Then it was a Sveika de Raisa L'Chumra. It was a real Sveika de Yayma. So Rashi in Beitza learns that there's a machlokes in the Gemara Bizmanchi Kitchov here, before the days of Abai Rava, that's also a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's a, Rashi learned, that's a machlokes Amarai, whether that's a minig, or Yom Tov Sheni Shel Kolius was the Rabbanan. Why is it only a minig or the Rabbanan? Why isn't it a Sveika de Raisa L'Chumra? So the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash, I think we've spoken about it, the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash on Parshas Emor writes, it was never a real Sveika deraisa l'chumra because Adar HaSamach L'Nisan is supposed to be chaser, and Elul is always chaser for 500 years. Mimos Ezra Yelach L'Matzina Elul Miuper, the Gemara says, for the day of Ezra, the first year when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, Elul had 30 days. But after that, Elul never had 30 days. For centuries, never had. So the Netziv said, you have a right to go Basar Raif. So on the level of the Raisa, you don't have to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days. So you have a right to assume that Elul only had 29 days. It's very rare, once in 500 years or so, that Elul is going to have 30 days. And it's very rare that Adar HaSamach L'Nissan, it was Hashanah Pshuta Adar, it was Hashanah Mabaris Adar Sheni. So it's very rare that the Adar HaSamach L'Nissan is going to have 30 days. Normally Adar HaSamach L'Nissan only has 29 days. So that's where Rashi writes in the beginning of Beitzah. There's a Machlokes HaMaroim. It's very unclear what they're fighting about. So Rashi says, this is the Machlokes, where the observance of Yom Tov Sheni before the days of Abai Barava, that it was a real Sveika Diem. What do you mean it was a real Sveika Diem? It was a real Sveika Deraisa L'chum. So Rashi says, no, it was never a Sveika Deraisa L'chum. It doesn't explain why, but it sits there. Because you go Basar Ruba de Ruba, Ruba de Ruba. You assume Elul is going to be Chaser, and Ador is going to be Chaser. So Rashi learned that was the Machlokes HaMaroim. Whether observance of Yom Tov Sheni, when it was a real Sveika D'Yayma, when the still Kitcha P'Ariya, was that a Minig or was that a Derabbanan? And Mizban Hazeh, after the Takanas Aluach, that's a Machlokes Yodua, Machlokes Taisus, and the Ran. Taisus holds that Yom Tov Sheni today is only a Minig, because that's a Lashon Gemara. Zarb and Minig Abseh Me'edech. And the Ran disagrees with Taisus, says, no, that was the Lashon of the letter that he sent. So the meaning I'm saying, they didn't mean it's a minig, they mean it's a takana. Continue the practice of your ancestors, but they didn't mean as a minig. It's a real takana rabban. That's a shani. So that's one of the six answers of the Me'iri. He says when you have a baby is born on Shabbos, there's no sveka d'yayma. So whenever there's no sveka d'yayma, there's no gzera d'rab. Gzera d'rab is only when you have a sveka d'yayma thrown. That's a question, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael today. In Eretz Yisrael today, if the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, do they shake a lulav or not? So the Bavli in Sukkot comes to the conclusion that they don't shake a lulav. They don't shake a lulav. Even though there's no sveik in the Yayma. And the Yerushalmi says that they always did shake a lulav. Yerushalmi was written in Yerushalayim. The Yerushalmi says that they do shake a lulav. Probably didn't know what the practice was. So most people in Eretz Yisrael do not shake a lulav. Most people follow the Bavli. But some of the knackers decided to follow what it says in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells that they always did. There's no gzera derabe unless there's a sveika d'yayma. And since in Eretz Yisrael there's no sveika d'yayma, for whatever reason, there's no sveika d'yayma. So it's a vadai. So then you do shake a lulav even on the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkah, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. He would shake a lulav. Minority, a very small group of people do that. Most people follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was written in Eretz Yisrael, but there's no sveik of him. Anyway, that's a mechudish d'kepshat. And that's what the Ravid learns, that that's what it says. V'Rosh Ha'Lo Hayotokam Alabezon Shikit Shabbos HaSachedish here. It's the letter Ches by the Ayin Mishpat Der Mitzvah in the Gemara where that letter Ches appears. So one time he says, Rosh Hashanah, the only Bloshefer, Bifnei Bezen, Bezen, Shekitcho Es HaChayrish. Bezen, Shalo Kitcho Es HaChayrish. Not, let's say the Bezen HaGol is in one city. And they appointed a three-member Bezen to make Kiddush HaChayrish in a different city. And they're going to observe, they know that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah. But they're not there in the city when the Bezen was Mekadosh Techeidosh. That's what the Ravid on Sukkah, on the bottom of the Rif, learns that that's the Pshat. You only have a Gzeret the Rabba when there's a Sveka D'Yayim. The Ravid had in the area, they lived in Provence. They had a lot of different traditions. Every so often they had a different Girsan, they had different traditions, they had observed. So they came up with this idea that the Gzeira the Rab is only the tzir of the fact that it's a Sveik of the Yayim. It's not Sveik of the Yayim, no, it's not. So the Gemara tells the story, the second wide line on Dav Chav Tesan Beis. Tana Rabbana, Pamachas, Chal Rasham, Beis B'Shabbos. This was after the Churban Abayis. And it was in Yavne. The Bez Nagodol went into self-imposed exile 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. So so they were in Yavne, and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh said that we should blow shofar. Maybe it's Zman HaBayis, we don't know. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh lived to the age of 120. So the first 40 years he worked for a living, and then he retired at the age of 40. Then he started learning seriously from the age of 40 to the age of 80. Then the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi till the age of 120 when he passed away. And the Gemara says during his 40 years of being the chief rabbi, they made the 9 takonis. The Gemara is not sure how many of those 40 years were before the Churban HaBayis, how many were after. Part of it was before and part of it was after. The Gemara is not sure how many years were before, how many years was after. So it could be that this was when they were in Yavne, it could be it was Bizman HaBayis. Could be it was Bizman HaBayis, but Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh was the chief rabbi. So Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh said we should blow shofar. Amar lo, so they said to Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh, we should discuss it. Nidon. In the Mikdash, by Mikdash Hayitok, this is the first time that the Shaila came up. Should you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacharis B'Shabbos? They're not in the Beis HaMikdash. They have a Beis Nagon, but they're not in the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, this guy, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh said, we can blow shofar. They said, Nidon, we should discuss it. Amar lahem, Niska l'chakach Nidon. Why is Niska? That's a Gemara in Eruvin. The Gemara says, if the Talmud Chacham has a psak, he gives a psak on something, l'hokel, and I think that he's wrong. So if it's an issue, deraisa, something, shatnes, malocha shabbos, kashrus, real din deraisa. So b'deraisa, masvina tiyufta b'hoda abdin mukta. You don't follow the psak of the poisek. If you think you have a strong kasha, you have to ask the kasha first and debate it. Maybe he made a mistake, but the rabbanon, that's the rule. The rabbanon, abdin mukta, b'hoda masvina tiyufta. You have a right to rely on the poisek that says l'hokal, even though you think you have a strong kasha. You have the right to follow his kula and then to discuss it later. So that's what that's the Dachrinim point out. So the Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh says, "Oh yeah, Niska, how can you rely on me? My psak is that you're allowed to blow shofar even though we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. There's nagala with someone else." Then Lachishatapu, after they blew shofar, then they said, "Nidon, let's discuss it." So Amalem, so he said, "Kvanishma kerme Yavne, they mishivin lachamais." It says it was in Yavne, and the Bezin was in Yavne. It's a little strange. Why did he? We understand why he says it's okay. You can rely on me, and we'll discuss it later. Then he says it's ridiculous to discuss because the public know. Everybody knows. The hundreds of people were there. They were all there. Everybody gathered together. Why you call her in Wisconsin? It says in brackets. That's the Gersa. There was a big crowd. Why you call her in Wisconsin? What did it say on this side? Or you call on Wisconsin. Oh, two girsets, but it has. Anyway, there are many people there. So he said, we can't undo it. It wasn't really right. He should have discussed it. It didn't give him a chance to discuss it. Yeah. So then she learned that even Bamidush HaYetokim is not because Enshluz Bamidush, not like the Iran said. You know, Bamidush HaYetokim because the Migdush was Bifnei HaBezdin, because the Bezdin was in Migdush. But if there's no Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, then they wouldn't blow. Here the Bezdin was a Yavne. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh said they all had to blow HaMikdash HaYetokim because Amos Tamir HaChacham, because the Bezdin was there. Now the Bezdin is a Yavne, so you can blow in Yavne also. It's not about HaMikdash, it's different. About Bifnei Bezdin, you can blow. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, as it said, the third line of the Mishnah. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash is kan Bechem HaZak Sheyitokim B'chol Makam Sheyesh Bo Beis. Comes Rabbi Lozer and says, no, not true, this kan Bechem HaZak Al B'Yavne B'chom B'lo. He said, he disagreed with Rabbi Lozer, he was unvoted. Echad Yavne V'echad Chol Makam Sheyesh Bo Beis. So the Gemara asked, that's the same as what the Tanakhama said. Why does the Mishnah have that quoted twice? First it said, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash is kan Bechem HaZak Sheyitokim wherever the Beis HaGadol happens to be. Then Rav Lozer disagrees only Yavne, and then they say, no, Echad Yavne, Echad Kamak. That's the same as what the Tanakhama said. The Gemara said, there's a slight nafkamina, The difference is Beidina Dikroi. What does that mean? What is Beidina Dikroi? So you look in, so Rashi seems to learn, you have to have the Bez Nagodol Avayin Aleph, but sometimes the Bez Nagodol was in Yavne for years. It was in Shvara, Manusha, and Tzipori, and Tiberia. For years it was there. But what if it's only, they're passing through, they know it's only temporary. They're only passing through this village. They have to be there for Rosh Hashanah, but they don't plan to stay there longer than Rosh Hashanah. They didn't decroy. So that's Pash Pshat, that's the Machloikis Satanoi. So you look in the Ran quotes other Rishayim understood, Beidina Nikroi means, you don't have the Sanhedrin of Avayin Aleph, you have the Sanhedrin Ktana of Chav Gimel. So that's a Machloikis Satanoi. What if you have a Sanhedrin Ktana of Chav Gimel, after the Churban Abayis, you can't be Dandin in the Fashas. Because you can only be Dandin in the Fashas if the whole court system is intact. So you have to have Sanhedrin Ktana connected with the Sanhedrin Dayla. The Ediktada says, we come to Realisa of Amokam, Alamisha Amokam Gore. So if the Bez Nagodol is not in the Lishka Sagosa, they don't have the full din of Bez Nagodol. The Ramah holds they have a little bit of the din. The Ramah writes that din Kiddush and Kiddush and Ibra Shona, I'll be Bez Nagodol, according to the Ramah, you need Bez Nagodol till the days of Avai Verabba. So the Ramban asks, but the Bez Nagodol ceased to function 40 years before the Churban Abayis. The Abayis was Churban in the year 70. So in the year 30, they went into self-imposed exile. So there's no longer a din of Bez Nagodol. So how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah needs Bez Nagodol? They don't have to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. They can appoint a Bez Nagodol three, either three members of the Bez Nagodol, three other Talmid HaChachamim. But they, the three member Bez Nagodol who does the Kiddush HaChodesh has to be authorized by the Bez Nagodol. So how can the Ramban ask, how can the Rambam say that you need Bez Nagodol? If it continued to the days of Abai Verabba, there was no Bez Nagodol then. So if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on the bottom of the page, so the Mefarshim say, and there's a Kevin Oran Saito also brings a different raya from the Gemara to this idea. That din, that you can't be done din in the Foshas in the last 40 years before the Churban Abayis, that's the only aspect that the Bez Nagodol no longer applies. But the other din of the Bez Nagodol still apply. The din of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, the Rama holds the other din, but the din of Saita can only have a Saita, I'll be Bez Nagodol. That's a Kerenar, and Saita has like that. They still had a din of Bez Nagodol even after the Churban Abayis. According to the Ramban seems to assume Alamash Amok and Gairim had no status of Bez Nagodol at all. But the Rama assumes no. Just for the court system of the Sanhedrin Ktana connected with the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So that ceased to function 40 years before the Churban Abayis. So the Gemara says, they didn't decroy. So the Ran quotes Amishanim say, a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, they can't function to do din of the Fashas, but if you have a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, they all had smicha, so then you can do Tkiya Shofar in their presence also. And then the Ran quotes that they heard that the Rif didn't have any smicha. They didn't have a Bez Nagodol Aleph. They didn't have a Bez Nagodol Chav Gimel. There was no smicha ready. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. If both the one is conferring the smicha and one is receiving the smicha, they both live in Eretz Yisrael. The days of the Rif, the Shalshalas Hamasareish Mipish Amosh Aben, it was broken already. And nobody had any smicha. But nonetheless, that's what the Ran quotes. The Rif held. That's Beidina Dikroi. Beidina Dikroi means a Bez Nagodol doesn't have any smicha. What is a bezin? They take care of chalitza, they take care of dinei Torah, shilas, they ask shilas. So any bezin. So they write that the Rif had the practice when once in a while Rosh Hashanah would fall on a job, he used to blow shofar. So that's what 100 years ago there was this fellow, Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger. He was an Ungarische, he was his son-in-law, his father-in-law was a famous Hasidic Rebbe in Hungary. Hillel Kalamayer, he was in the city Kalamai. His name is Hillel Lichtenstein. And this was his son-in-law moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he was an independent thinker. So he did his own things. So he followed the Rif. So he had a bezin in the year Atika. And he followed the Rif. That was never practiced like the Rif. No one else ever did like the Rif. He blew shofar from Rosh Hashanah Chol Es B'Sham. So all the Rabbanim in Europe, he told people in advance that he's going to blow shofar. So they all attacked him in the newspapers in Europe. All the Rabbanim said it's Shaloi Kedin, and Eretz Yisrael, they were all opposed. But on Rosh Hashanah, they all walked to the Yer Atika to listen to the Kriya Shekhar. To listen to the Kriya Shekhar. That's a Shaila and Shulchan Aruch. When you have a mitzvah, Bo Mizman Mizman, so in addition to the Birchus HaMitzvah, you say Shechayon. Like when we light Neres Chanukah, we haven't lit Neres Chanukah since last year, a year ago. You say Shechayon the first night. Second night, you don't say Shechayon, just did the mitzvah yesterday. When you read the Megillah on Leil Purim, you say Shechayon. When you read the Megillah the morning on Purim, that's a question. So the Rambam holds, you don't say Shechayon. And by the Yekis, Frankfurt, they don't say Shachyon in the morning. The Maril says he didn't say Shachyon. But the Bali Ataisa say he should say Shachyon. Bali Ataisa, Rafin Tam says that the Mikram Megillah Balaila is not as important as Mikram Megillah Bayom. Somehow the Ikar Mitzvah Mikram Megillah is Bayom. So I haven't read the real Ikar Mitzvah Mikram Megillah since last year. Last night was at this Leil Purim is of secondary importance. But to do the Mitzvah like Purim in the morning, that's what Rafin Tam says. So you do say Shachyon. So the Shaila is, let's say, the first day in Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar. What about the second day? What about the second day? So it's a question whether Rosh Hashanah is also, it's both a Yom HaRichta and a Sveika Yom, you go Lechum in both directions. There are three logical possibilities on Rosh Hashanah. Could be the first day is Rosh Hashanah and the second day is Chol. Could be the first day is Chol, the second day is Rosh Hashanah. It could be that both of them are Rosh Hashanah. If the Yadim came in Amech HaLamayla, Dor HaMasi of Kodesh and Amech HaKodesh. So some Rishonim hold that you treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah L'chum in both directions. You treat it like a Yom HaRichta, so no the Bezah Surah Bazeh, for Pesach Shalod on the first day. It'll be also on the second day, you treat it like Yom HaRichta. And you cannot make a separate Erube Tchumen for the first day, separate for the second day. You treat it like Yom HaRichta L'chumra. But you treat it like 2 days. Yontif also l'chumra. You treat it like a sveka diyam l'chumra. So you say shachyana on the second day also. And others say no, that it's only yom arichta. You don't treat it as if it's both yom arichta and sveka diyam. So the shayla is, let's say the first day Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So everyone says say shachyana on the second day. Because he didn't blow shofar yesterday. If the first day Rosh Hashanah is on the fifth day, then the two practices, but you say Shachrono and Tekiyo Shofar on the second day. But if the first day was on Shabbos, he didn't blow Shofar yesterday, so you say Shachrono on the second day. So what if the first day Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, and a wise guy like Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger, he blew Shofar on the first day, Shaloi Kedin. Let's say Shaloi Kedin. So all the Rabbanim were screaming Shaloi Kedin, but they came to hear and blow Shofar. So the Shaila is when they blow Shofar tomorrow, in their shul, do they say Shachrono? So we always say Shachyana on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. There's no Shaila. But according to the Mechaber, according to those who hold that the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Shachyana because you heard Shofar yesterday. So what about, we heard Shofar yesterday, but it was Keneged Adin. The Din was they weren't allowed to blow Shofar. The Rabbanim, the Rabbi, you're not allowed to blow Shofar. They went ahead and they did blow Shofar. The Kivish Lesson, they did blow Shofar. So they say, Midi Rabbana, there's no kiyum at all. They say, no, Midi is Yaitz in the mitzvah of Kiyah Shem. So that's a machloek in Sachranim. You look on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, the Ishal Avram on the side quotes this machloek. So that's a machloek. When the Chachamim tell you, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Shacholi is B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow Shofar. So you did something wrong by blowing Shofar. Do they have the ability to declare that you're not Yaitz? How can they say you're not Yotze? On the level of the Raisi Mukhirik to blow Shofar. Of course you're Yotze. Do they have the ability to make such a declaration? So that's a Chiddush. Tosfos has such a Chiddush. Based on the Lashon HaMishnah, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah. There's a Machloikas, Bishamai Bishilo. This is one of the cases where whether we paskin like Bishilo or Bishamai. So the Mishnah has a machlokes. A person is sitting in sukkah. Rosh Hashanah in sukkah, Shulchan Misach Abayis. Let's say the table with all the food is in the house, and I'm sitting in the sukkah. But then I have to lean over every time I'm going to lean over. My Rosh HaBerubi is going to be chutz l'sukkah to take some food. Then I'm going to take the food and lean back in my chair and eat the food in the sukkah. I'm going to keep on leaning in to take something to eat and leaning out into the sukkah to eat the food in the sukkah. So the Mishnah has a machlokes b'sham and b'silu. Is there a gzera the Rabban prohibiting this? That you're not allowed to do that? To eat in the sukkah, Rosh HaBerubi, the sukkah, the shulchan b'sarach habayis. So the Mishnah has an expression. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, "In Kein Ha'isa Noeg Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha." If that's the way you ate in the Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah with Sukkah, you were never yotze anything. So what does it mean Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha? So Taisus in the Sukkah and Abgimel Amar Taisus says, even though it's only a Zera de Rabbanan, that he may forget to lean back, he may be leaning out Rosh Hashanah in the Sukkah and eat the food, then he's eating chutz l'sukkah, even though it's only gzeira d'rabbanan, but we say he's not yotze even on the level of the raisa. Lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you're not yotze anything. Whenever the chachamim say, we want you to fulfill the mitzvah d'raisa in a certain way, and you did it differently against the wishes of the chachamim, you're not even yotze on the level of the raisa. How do they have the ability to make such a declaration? Very strange, but that's in Taisus learns. And the Ramban and the Melchamis, and Brachas writes not so. He says, "Look, the mitzvah sukkah me'amecha. You weren't full of yotze. You weren't yotze the din the rabbanu, but the yotze the din the raisa. You were yotze." So that's a shayla halacha lemaisa. When the chachamim prohibited us from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shacholias b'Shabbos, and I went ahead and I did blow shofar. I went and I heard Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger blow shofar. So do you say on the level of rabbanu is zero? You're not yotze anything. So therefore, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even if normally you would not say Shachanu on the second day, but when the first day of Shabbos, he didn't blow Shachanu on the first day, so he should say Shachanu. But over here, he heard somebody blow Shachanu on the first day. Do the Chacham have the ability to declare that you're not Yotze? You're not Yotze Tkiyas. Nothing, nothing. You didn't accomplish anything. No, they told you you shouldn't have blown Shachanu. But if you blew Shachanu, you were Yotze. So that's a big, that's a diun in achreinim, how do we pask? And that's a discussion, are all the cases the same? Blowing shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shacholias b'Shabbos, is that the same as eating Rosh HaBerubi b'Sukkah b'Shacholim b'Shachabai? Maybe you can distinguish between the various cases. That's what Rav Chanan has a bit of a discussion on that in the Sefer on Yevamos. How did the Chacham have the ability to make such a declaration? Even though you blew shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shacholias b'Shabbos, since we said you shouldn't, you're not yotze anything. That's just a wild chiddush. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. When you blow shofar, kamokim sheish bo bezin, is it only you can blow shofar in the presence of the bezin, or even not in the presence of the bezin? So we really assume bisman bezin, you know, doesn't have to be in the presence of the bezin. Doesn't have to be lifnei bezin. But by yovel, the Gemara has one version is that by yovel, the such a din has to be in the presence of the bezin. Yom Kippur shel yovel, there's a din you blow shofar. That sounds like v'atu shofar shel b'chol artzachem. We mentioned that some machlokes in the achrayim. Between the Turi Yevin and the Sfasem, it's whether you only blow shofar in Eretz Yisrael, you blow shofar all over the world. It says, B'chol ha'aretzachem, sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam also writes such a funny lashon, B'chol ha'aretz, sounds like a B'chol Eretz Yisrael, not a chutzlo, it's very strange. It's not from the agricultural mitzvah, so why should it only apply in Eretz Yisrael? Very strange. But the Ritva has on this Gemara that opinion that you. Rosh Hashanah is sometimes Chaviyas B'Shabbos, sometimes not Rosh Hashanah, not Chaviyas B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is always Chaviyas B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur has the same thing as Shabbos. There's an Issa Haitzot. There's no Heterechon Nefesh on Yom Kippur. Even though children can eat and the Chodim Miskenim can eat, but you're not allowed to cook food on Yom Kippur. So there should have been a Gzera de Rabba that you should never blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, because Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is Yom Kippur, it's Dinik and Shabbos. So the Gemara said, just like on Rosh Hashanah you blow b'fnei bez, and so the Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, you also blow b'fnei bez. So it's only a din d'rabbanan, Shem Yavirenu, or is it a din d'raisa? So the Ritva comes up with this Chiddush Niflo, He thinks that it's a din deraisa. The ikit ki ashayfer on Yom Kippur is not a chayvus hayochid. Rosh Hashanah is a chayvus hayochid. Kol hakol chayochid. The kiyush, everyone is a chayvus hayochid. And Kippur shayyado, after below shayfer, it's ma'akev and the kedusha sashana. The Gemara says if they didn't blow shayfer, all the dinim of Yerivol don't apply. And if he doesn't go free and stay niknet, don't go back to the rightful owner. What do you mean? There's one Jew who didn't. It depends, but let's say today, most of the Jews in Eitzor are achivanim. Most of the Jews are secular. They're not observant. So most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael didn't blow shofar. It doesn't become yovel. So the Ritva says, no, the Bezdin didn't blow shofar. The Bezdin, who's in charge of Kriyas HaLuach, and they're supposed to declare the Kedash of Shnasa Chamishim Shana. But there's Nagadol. They're supposed to declare that this year is Shnasa Yoivo. So part of declaring Shnasa Yoivo is Tkiya Shofar. So if the Bez Nagadol, the Ika Tkiya Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yoivo is the Bez Nagadol should blow. If they don't blow, if the Kedah didn't blow, it's going to be Yoivo anyway. But if the Bez Nagadol didn't blow, then the Gemara says earlier, it's Ma'akev. If the Lord Taku, then it doesn't become Yoivo. So then it's room to say, you can only, it's not exerted the Rabbi Shemi Yavirenu. You only blow shofar bifnei bezin. The Yechidim have a chiyuv to blow in conjunction with the tkiyas of the bezin. Only bifnei bezin. If you say bifnei bezin, the top line on the daf, bifnei bezin in connection with Rosh Hashanah, that's because of the exerted the Rabba and Emas bezin aleihem. But if you say bifnei bezin by yoivo, that the Ritva thinks that's a din deraisa. He thinks that's a din deraisa. Okay, then the Gemara continues that after the Churban Abayis, they made a takana zecher l'niklush. She'elutav, this is one of the six takanas in our parak. She'elulav nito kol shiva zecher l'niklush, because they thought that it's going to be a long wait. There were those who thought that it's only going to be 70 years between the Churban Abayis Rishon and the Binyan, Churban Abayis Sheni and the Binyan Abayis Shlishi. Just like it was 7 years between the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, so they thought it was going to be 70 years later, and that's why they thought that Bar Kochba is going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and it's going to be soon. But it turned out that it's almost 2,000 years, and we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So Kadesh Lo Tishtakach, Mitzvah Shofar, will be forgotten that there ever was such a Mitzvah. So they made a Takana, not Mitzvah Shofar, so they made a Takana, Sheyehilulam Nito Kol Shiva. Shouldn't forget that bit. So the Gemara says, how do you know you make a Takana Zecher L'Mikdash? Quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Tzin Darishayim L'Mechal D'Bayit Rishon. It's a mitzvah to make a Zecher L'Mikdash. Okay. We'll get that tomorrow. We'll talk about Yom Hanat Kula Asa. Is that a Din D'Raisa, Din D'Rabbana? Well, it's going to come out from the 9 Takanas of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. 8 are Takanas D'Rabbana. And that one is Dorash V'Hiskin. He popularized the Din, he publicized the Din D'Raisa. That's not a Din D'Rabbana. It's not a din d'rabbanan. Some Rishonim say that the same is true regarding Ezra Takanas of Ezra. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, at the end of Perek Ruben, Ezra made 10 Takanas. So some Rishonim say 9 of the 10 Takanas are Takanas d'rabbanan. One of them is a din d'raisa. Just like over here, the 9 Takanas, 8 are d'rabbanan. One is d'raisa. So some Rishonim hold that by Takanas Ezra. Okay, we'll leave that at tomorrow.